Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Ben James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit. And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer. And a single pack serves 6 to 10, just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
Thank you for your support.
It's come down to this. 100 laps, 5 to go at the line. 5 cars nose and tail heading down into turn number 1. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's going to have to make a move. 3 laps to go as they cross the start finish line. Going down into turn number 1. They start to fan out. Coming off a 2. They're side by side down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it. Coming off a turn 4. White flag in the air. Checkers and wreckers. Anybody's race as they go down to turn number 1. They fan out. 2 by 2. 3 wide. Coming off of turn number 2. They get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top. Trying to make the run up on the high side. Going to do it the hard way around. Coming around 4. There's still 2 by 2. 3 cars drop back. It's 1 car coming out sideways. Who's on the inside? Coming to the line. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing. Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside. Oh, you killed it! Jack.
The best laid plans.
Get your fingers off the buttons. It is Inside Florida Racing for a Thursday night. We do it every week right here at the Inside Florida Racing Studios, Karnak Studios, Jack Studios, Carol Studios. Hey, Carol, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Jason. How you doing?
She's those pictures over there.
She's over there. Yeah, she was nose deep in them, man. She was right up against the screen. She, more pictures,
hey,
more pictures.
Hey, there's a lot of good-looking guys around here. I may be
Inside
old.
Florida Racing.
I'm not dead yet.
No, she is not, fellas.
We got a fun show tonight.
Man, you're jumping right into things, aren't you?
I sure am.
You
want to
tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. We got Jess and Lee Barfield. They are the sponsors for TBARA. Doug Wildchild Dunham, who is the flagman. Terry Roberts,
the general
manager of New Smyrna.
Wow.
Speedway.
Took it. That's right.
Brian Gingras.
Which, by the way, New Smyrna Speedway has one hell of a race coming up Saturday.
And I am counting the seconds to get there.
That's that big 100-lapper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta go back to their website.
Plus Southern Sportsman and Florida Mini Stocks.
And you can't go. Na, 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 na.
I can't go. I'm not allowed out to play on Saturday nights.
All right, what else we got?
Brian Gingras, who won the TBAR race at Ocala Friday night. And Shane Butler, who won on Saturday night at
Charlotte County Motorsports Park.
And we have a fun guest from the Karnak board.
The Bone Man.
Rex Hollinger.
Karnakian.
That's an alias, right?
Karnakian.
He is Karnakian? A Karnakian.
That's a weird word, Karnakian. I would say Carnation.
We were just explaining this to you.
I don't care. I'm not a Trekkie.
It beats being called a Cardassian.
Resistance is futile.
There you go.
Okay.
I love this. You can really get her going easy.
Let me know if you're having fun yet.
I'm always having fun. What about you?
What's the call-in line?
Oh, great. I didn't write the phone number down. Wait a minute.
941.
It's your phone, Jack. Get on it.
941-228-8359.
See, I had to get my pen out. I know somebody is running around the house looking for their kids' crayons. So if you got it right now, area code 941.
Give it again so nobody forgets it.
228-8359. Area code 941-228-8359. There goes Jack jumping. There goes his phone.
I already knew that. I just want to make sure you guys were awake tonight.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to get together our list of all the activity.
Oh, yes.
So we'll have to get that together while in the course of the first part of the show.
That's all right. I'll pull up Karnak.com. And
these people can look on the Karnak board and click on each track and see what's going on.
Well, there's some little things on there that tell you what's going on at each track. What we'll do is I'll log on there whenever it's time to do it, and I'll go down the list and tell you what's going on.
The biggest news out of Florida Racing in the last two or 3 days.
Oh, you're going to do it, right?
Well, Jason, has he figured it out yet?
You know, because you guys curbed my interest there. See, I don't get to get on the internet that often, so, you know, especially on a work day. But that is big news. What? What's so funny? Go ahead, say it. Say it. I don't care.
I'll let you do it, Jack.
No, go ahead.
Don't call me a goathead.
Go ahead.
Okay. The big news for me is that Bobby Deal has been granted a 5-year extension on top of his 10 months by the airport. It was a unanimous decision, and Bobby has promised us a state-of-the-art racetrack in Charlotte County.
That is awesome.
Go, Bobby Deal. You worked hard for that.
Man, I'm upset. He didn't call and tell me, and I'm his announcer.
He was busy with the airport people trying to get a contract.
Well, if you go to the front page of Florida Stock Car Racing, there's a little bit of an article there, a couple of quotes.
There it is.
But, it's pretty amazing because there was just a lot of anguish over the last several years. Fans, drivers, and not just around this area, you know, around the Speedway, but all over the state because – people were sure that it was going to go away.
I was absolutely positive it was going to go away.
And there was a lot of people who fought to make sure that it didn't. And Bobby Deal pulled it off, and that's a good thing, man.
Is there anything this man cannot do?
I'm going to be quiet. I'm such a smartass.
Oops.
I'm not even going to go there.
Okay.
Look. Anyway, good Thursday night to you. This is Inside Florida Racing.
Yeah, Carol said she couldn't hear anything. That was what all that was
well,
about.
Well, my headset didn't seem to be working.
No, jeez.
But I was trying to be discreet.
Is it working now?
No.
It's not?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll
so you're just
that.
Listening to us muffled right now.
I can hear you. Well,
now you can't. Anyway. Got a lot going on tonight inside Florida Racing. Once again on the show, we're going to be having a lot of folks from the TBARA, Jeff and Lee Barfield. They're the sponsors for the TBARA. Terry Roberts, general manager of New Smyrna Speedway. Let's see, Doug the Wild Child is going to be on from TBARA. He is their flagman. Brian Gingras, who won Friday night at Ocala, and then Shane Butler, who won Saturday night at Charlotte County Motorsports Park. I tell you what, that's going to be tough for the TBARA guys. And girl, to be doing a double header in one weekend, especially with such a long haul coming from Ocala, racing there Friday night, and then having to turn around, probably not even go home, load everything up in the trucks and trailers and head south and get to Charlotte County Motorsports Park by the morning just so they can get some practice in during the day and, get ready for the race that Saturday night. Anyway.
And boy, did they race. Was that not an awesome race?
That was it still amazes me every time they come to the track. It's 12-second laps there, and they're going at it tire to tire. I mean, just inches. I mean, let's see. Only two cautions, I think. Had a rough time on the first two starts. The 16 car got into somebody, ended up down in the mud and the grass and everything. Oh, that was the other big thing for Saturday night, too, because I know that had to weigh on all them drivers from the TBARA, was we got an early shower right at 6 o'clock. Normally whenever, you know, we do the national anthem and everything down there, got qualifying out of the way for the Florida Suncoast Outlaw Street Stocks. No sooner did we finish with the qualifying, the skies opened up. It started dumping on us. I mean, buckets. And the water was just pulled around everywhere. I mean, everybody was pretty sure we weren't going to race, but we ended up getting everything in there. It was a good show, even though we had to shorten it and do just heats for the TBARA and features.
Okay. I heard that.
Hello?
Hello?
I can hardly hear you.
Oh.
Let me get to another phone. I'm
Jack, you got.
I know who this is. This is Jess Barfield.
She's going to another phone, Carol.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She said she couldn't hear. Can you hear us now, Jess? Hello?
Hello.
Are you there, Jess?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can hear you now.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, good. You guys had a busy weekend last weekend with the doubleheader.
Yes, we did.
First of all, we need to let everybody know who Jess and Lee Barfield are.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Carol?
Yes?
Carol, put that microphone right up next to your mouth.
If I put it any closer, I'm going to swallow it. Jess, tell everybody what you do with TBARA.
Well, we sponsor the club. They have one of the things that they do, they have what they call the clean sweep. When a driver wins the heat and also the feature, then he gets an extra $100. And if nobody wins it, then it keeps rolling over.
Oh, that's a neat...
I have seen Mr. and Mrs. Barfield at several tracks, several times, and she has just celebrated a birthday. And how old were you?
I was 80 years old.
80 years old, climbing up to the top bleachers.
I know, they were...
Carol can get away with that.
This woman is beautiful. If I look like her when I'm 70, I'm going to be gorgeous.
That's cool.
Well, you're very kind.
I am very honest, too.
That is my husband.
Handsome Lee?
Yes, Lee.
I just said she had a lot of years of practice at that.
Boy, I'll tell you, you guys are phenomenal.
How many years have y'all been with the TBARA?
Since 76.
Wow. Since 76?
Wow.
Now that's funny. I'm a young guy. I didn't realize that the TBARA had been together that long.
It goes way back. For a long time, they raced on both, we had both dirt and pavement. But it got a little bit complicated, so.
Yeah, that's
come down to just pavement now.
Yeah, I can imagine doing the switch from dirt to asphalt, you know, and probably, I mean, is it very often that y'all do double headers on a weekend? I mean, that had to be awful trying on a lot of the crews and their equipment and everything, from racing in Ocala on Friday night and then turning around and having to make that long trip south to the Charlotte County Motorsports Park.
It's a grind.
I mean, is that something normal you guys do on a weekly basis, or is that just happened to happen that way?
No, I think it's only three or four times a year that they have these doubleheaders.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, kudos to all your drivers and your series, because, I mean, it's like they didn't even miss a lick. They were there, they were on the ball, and they were ready to race even after the rain.
Yeah. Well, they're eager to race. We hate rain out.
We don't like them too much either, let me tell you. You mentioned something about started going racing in 1946.
You say, where did we start in 46?
When I spoke to you the other night, you mentioned that you had been going racing since 1946. Something that
actually, we started out at Plant Field at Tampa. That was downtown at the old fairgrounds.
This was not the Tampa Bay Racing Association at that time. That's just us. We started racing many years ago, before Tampa Bay came along.
Have you ever raced a car yourself?
A fellow by the name of Jack Shepard used to put on local races in the Tampa Fair back in those years. That used to be when the races occurred during the Tampa Fairs around the country. And back then, it was IMCA primarily, which was a national organization. And they raced for, several races during the Tampa Fair. Then the Tampa Fair moved out to the intersection of I-4 and 301. And they still had races occasionally, but it just kind of faded out after that.
Right, right. Now, how did it come about that you got involved with the TBARA?
Well, we just got acquainted with some of the people in it. Actually, our racing started through an acquaintance over in Winter Haven.
Right.
That used to run a car back before World War II. And after I got out of the service, I got acquainted with him. He had a shop over there. And he owned a car that he stored during World War II, and he came out and raced it after World War II. His name was Bill Burrows. And he had a lot of the local drivers that drove for him in the area and raced some out of the state. But that's how we actually got started in this thing. They didn't call them sprints back in those years. They called them big cars. But we dropped out of racing for 25 years from 51 until 76.
Now,
we got involved in our business, which was a fruit business, and didn't have time to race, but we got back in 76 and tried to make up for lost time, and that's about the time that we got involved with Tampa Bay. Robert Smith was the one that we got involved with personally, and at one time he was the president of the Tampa Bay Club.
Yeah, we sponsored his car, and he was president of the club at one point.
So you went from fruit to nuts.
Right. And we're still involved in nuts.
Have you ever raced a car yourself, either one of you?
Oh,
just in hot laps at Old Speedway Park, if it was out on West Hillsboro.
How long ago was that?
I beg your pardon?
How long ago was that?
51.
Wow.
I rode in a sprint car. It was driven by Jack Hewitt, and that was a thrill.
Oh, yeah, the Jack Hewitt two-seater. That must have been a thrill. Was
yes,
that,
it was.
Where did you do that at?
Down at East Bay.
Yeah, I remember he used to do that, take people out there and scare the bejesus out of them.
Yeah, well, that was a thrill.
You've been hooked ever since, right?
Well, we've been hooked for many years.
I tell you what, out of all the touring series that come along, that come through the tracks anywhere here in the state of Florida, nobody, not a single touring series can hold a candle to what the TBARA puts together. And it is an absolute pleasure to have you guys, have the TBARA and you guys come into any of the tracks in the state of Florida. I mean, it is just, the show you run is just immaculate.
Well, it's progressed over the years, and I think Don Ream and his whole family have done a wonderful job with it. He has brought it to what it is today. He's gotten more money for the drivers, and he has a good rapport with the track promoters, and he has done an excellent job.
I think the whole team, it's a team effort, and boy, they sure got it going.
Yeah, we're very proud to be a part of the Tampa Bay group, and particularly with Don Ream and his family, because he stabilized the whole club.
Well, from now on, when you guys are at a TBARA, look for a beautiful couple, a lady that's got a hat on with 2,000 pins in it, with a tall, handsome husband. And watch what they do all night, because it's absolutely amazing.
They were walking up the grandstands, and they were sitting right in front of the tower there. And I looked over at the scores, and I went, man, I wouldn't want to go through the metal detector at an airport with that hat.
Well, I take that with me when we go away, if we fly anywhere that we go racing, and I pull it out of the bag so that I don't alarm everybody.
Go ahead and send this through first.
Well, listen.
Told by a promoter up at Ocala 2 years ago that he wouldn't want to stand beside her in a lightning storm.
You know, I never thought about that.
I don't think she had either.
I hadn't until he brought that up.
Oh, geez, that is so funny.
Well, Jess and Lee, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so happy you came on, and I can't wait till the next time I see you. Thank you for sharing some fun with us tonight. We're going to have some more of your boys on here tonight.
Yes, I understand you are.
Well, you listen in, and thank you so much, and God bless and keep you safe.
Well, it's enjoyable to talk to you, and we appreciate spreading the word for Tampa Bay anytime we can.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much, and have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's too cool. That is too cool.
They are two of the nicest people you'll ever meet at a racetrack.
You know, I'm usually stuck up in the tower, and I've seen them several times, and they wave at us when they're coming up the stands. I've never got a chance to just sit down and talk with them and stuff. So
I've seen them everywhere. I've seen them at Charlotte County, East Bay, USA Speedway.
See, you get to get out and go to those places.
Oh, gee, that's right. That's because I am single and happy.
No, I'm married to a racetrack.
Yes, I know. I know.
I ain't going nowhere. But I tell you, know, if any touring series promoters or anybody out there are listening to this, okay, and you want to start a touring series or just any way to run your track with a fine-tooth comb, just look at the TBRA. Look what they bring to the table. Look the amount of people that they have to put that all together, because I tell you what, that is a class act.
No doubt.
That is a class act all the way.
You know, one thing about that's odd about or funny about live radio is people just call in, and we can't stop them.
Oh, well, good.
And there's somebody on the line who has a question for Miss Wicks here.
Uh-oh. I hope it's not a hard one.
Go ahead, caller.
I want to know how come you can ask ladies how old they are on radio shows.
And I know who this is. And na-na-na-na-na-na. She, you know what? If you look like them and you do what they do when you're in your 80s, you'll be proud to say you're in your 80s.
No doubt.
And if you don't behave, you're not going to see your 80s.
If you listen to some people, I won't.
Rick, man, I haven't seen you in a while, man. How you doing, bud?
Brother, how you been, Jason?
Hanging in there, working my butt off. Sweating a little too much during the day, and I'm still not losing any weight. But
yeah, I know how that is.
Hey, you guys got a big show coming up there at your neck of the woods this weekend.
TBRA Wing Sprints will be at the Solo Speedway this weekend.
Oh, gee, imagine that.
Hey, have you ever seen the TBRA?
Have I?
Yeah.
Have I ever seen the TBRA?
You know who this is, Jason.
I know exactly who it is.
You do know.
Jason took his bunny pills today, Brad.
I guess so. I've seen him a couple times, Jason.
Okay, you're an announcer, too. And, right. I mean, are they not the class act of any touring series?
Well, one thing as an announcer, Jason, and you can attest to this, Bill Green can attest to this, Scott McAllister, I don't think Scott's ever called them, but any announcer that's ever called the TBRA Wing Sprint can attest to this, that it's one of the few races we get to watch because nobody can hear a damn thing we're saying.
That is the truth, baby.
If somebody can't hear you, they got to be stone deaf.
But Rick's not going to see him this Saturday.
What?
I won't be seeing the sprint cars this weekend.
I know where you're going.
I will be in New Smyrna.
Yes.
Ooh.
Be part of the live broadcast from Real Racing USA. Bill will be up in the tower with Matt Burr, and Jack and I will be doing live updates from the pit.
What am I, chopped liver?
Where are you going to be?
With you and Jack.
I thought you were going to start tea.
When is this? When is this?
Saturday evening.
You can't go.
Hey, I have a computer in the tower now.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to be listening.
Hey, you can pipe it over the...
you can broadcast it over the thing.
I can. Watch, I'll do it, too.
So, Rick, what do you think of the news, man, that Charlotte County got an extension of 5 years on their lease down there?
Absolutely unbelievable, Jack. If you'd have told me this was going to happen 2-3 years ago, I'd have said, no way.
I did tell you that 2 or 3 years ago, and you did say no way.
There's no way. There's no way this is going to happen. If condos are coming, Publix is putting their warehouse in there, whatever we've ever heard over the years. But who else could have got it done but Bobby Deal?
You got to believe.
You got to believe. And it ain't about Bobby.
No doubt. No doubt. Got to believe.
Gee, I seem to have heard that phrase before.
You know, that is really, I mean, you know, significant, amazing news. Because right before Bobby took over, I thought this was it. I thought that was it.
The last guest.
Yeah, I really did.
Does anybody have more cliches than Bobby Deal?
No.
I think if you teach that long, if you're a teacher that long, and you put up with kids that long, you come up with those kind of cliches.
Oh, yeah, that's where that comes
I've got
from.
Too many apples in one basket, so I'm changing them to bananas and lug nuts.
Of course, I did know another guy that had a bunch of cliches, but we can't say them over the air.
Oh,
he was a truck owner, too.
This is a clean cut family here.
Salad ones and lemonade and.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there was a bunch of good ones.
But hey, well, listen, man, we're gonna have to let you go because we have to talk to the general manager over at New Smyrna Speedway here, and right after our break, we're gonna talk to Terry Roberts. So we'll talk to you.
Man,
soon.
It is time all for
right,
a
man,
break.
Terry, I said hi, and we'll see him Saturday night. And you guys have a good show.
Thank right, you
man.
For calling thanks. In, sir.
Rick, I'll be listening Saturday night in between caution flags.
Right on, brother.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
See you Saturday.
Rick, call it in, dude. That's cool. I haven't seen Rick in a while. So,
Well, that's because he's stuck at a racetrack just like you are.
Are you ready? Do you have your finger on the button over there, Jack?
It's ready, man.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Inside Florida Racing.
Your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in a corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. You know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. And the bullet, just purposely go underneath the caution like that. That's absolutely ridiculous. And
Okay. I had to make fun of that. Before we do anything, I have to say something about that. He's saying, how far up do you have to be? How far up do you have to be? I know this. The driver's door. Anything behind there? Oh, buddy, you're open game for the spin cycle.
You know, Jay, it's funny every time you hear it. I don't that's our friend Mike Franklin there. But I have a guest on the line you guys might want to talk to. General Manager, New Smyrna Speedway.
New Smyrna Speedway.
Terry Roberts.
Mr. Terry Roberts. Terry, welcome to Inside Florida Racing, man.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on tonight.
How you doing, Terry? How's the weather been up your way?
Well, you know what? It's just absolutely gorgeous. I'm sitting here on Flagler Avenue in New Smyrna Beach at what we call Seaside Fiesta this afternoon. We have a display here with Dalton Zaire's car. It's an event that attracts 5,000-6,000 people this evening to the event. So we're out here promoting Saturday's ASA Florida 100 event.
You got a lot of the drivers and everybody out there right now showing off their stuff. Where are you guys doing that at again?
We're doing it. We're in New Smyrna Beach, right on Flagler Avenue. We're about two blocks. Well, Flagler runs down to the beach. We're about a block off of the beach right now, but we're set up here. They have Flagler Avenue closed, and there's probably 5,000 or 6,000 people down here this afternoon.
Well, that's cool.
man, we need to do something
like that. It's an annual event the city puts on. Just coincides with our Florida 100 event.
Yep, and this is going to be a big one. I know there's at least 38 cars registered for the ASA late model Florida 100. And then, of course, you have the Mini Stock Challenge Series and the Southern Sportsman, so this should be one heck of a day.
It's going to be a great event Saturday night, and all the staff at New Smyrna Speedway is looking forward to it. It should be real exciting.
You know,
first time ASA cars have been to New Smyrna, so it'll be an exciting event.
Well, the other neat thing is you guys are going to be broadcasting live on Real Racing USA with the ASA announcer Matt Pereira and Bill Green, and everybody going to be there having a good time.
Yeah, we're excited about that. Yeah. You know, it gives a chance to the people in other parts of the country that can't travel down to be with us, opportunity to hear the race and hear us talk about what's going on Saturday night, and maybe make plans when they come down for the World Series to be here in February.
Exactly, and you have another big event coming up in just like a week or two, a couple of weeks.
Well, the next 10 days are pretty hectic for us. We have this Saturday night, we have the Florida 100. The following Saturday night, we have the Bright House Challenge 50 for super late models. And then on Wednesday, we have the Clyde Hart Memorial 125 and the Advanced Auto Parts Pro Truck 75. And the Southern Sportsman again for 50 laps. So busy 10 days ahead of us.
They're busy.
You're just practicing for the World Series of Asphalt Stock Car Racing, right?
It's that mid-year. Yeah, we got
to practice for that insanity that happens.
Yeah.
That's...
And, you know, there are a lot of people in town now, and it's that time of the year, and, you know, we're excited, and it's a great opportunity for our Speedway. A lot of changes going on at the Speedway, and we're excited about it.
And that's one of the things that we wanted to touch base with you about is that, you know, a lot of the people don't race fans around Florida and elsewhere. They don't realize, unless they've been to your track recently, the immense amount of changes, not just in the physical plant, but, I mean, you've transformed this corporate sponsorship marketing partnership game over there.
Well, we've been very we've been very blessed to bring in some good partners that we've recently been had Home Depot in there. They were sponsoring last week on Father's Day weekend, and we've got some things working with Home Depot locally and corporate. Tonight we're pleased to announce Winn-Dixie has come on board.
Wow. It's a big one.
Winn-Dixie will be sponsoring. Come on board as a corporate sponsor, and they will be sponsoring the fan of the week and the driver of the week. Now, how that will work is the featured race of the night, the winning driver will receive a $25 gift card from Winn-Dixie, and at that time, he will pull a Winn-Dixie Lucky Program number, and whoever has that lucky number program will win another $25 gift card from Winn-Dixie, and in the program there's an ad from Winn-Dixie, and there's a coupon in that ad good for whatever Winn-Dixie, you know, 3-gallon of ice cream or whatever that might happen to be that week.
Hey, that's Winn-Dixie, the beef people.
WD brand, baby.
So you know, we're just we're excited to have him on board. Bright House is a huge sponsor with us. Coke, the local newspaper, the Daytona Beach News Journal, the Penny Saver Group. I can go on, and it's just we've worked real hard to work with our partners and develop new partners because. You know, and one, I would be remiss if I forgot Advanced Auto Parts. That's a huge sponsor of ours. But we've worked hard in that end. And, you know, it's not just about racing anymore. It's about the business end of it, too. And we are in a business, and a lot of people seem to forget that.
You know, we were talking on the ASA Fastlane show last night with a marketing rep from Five Star Racing Bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And he travels around all over the country, and he was talking about a lot of things going on at I asked him a question about, like, what he sees as the trends over the next 5 years, And he used Irwindale out in California as an example, and a lot of the stuff they're doing. And as he was describing it, and I'm generally familiar with that track, but as he was going into a little detail, it reminded me a lot of the things, the way things are progressing at New Smyrna. I mean, you've upgraded the facility over the last few years immensely. And now,
you know, Jack, you and I have talked about Irwindale before, and you know, we're not reinventing the wheel, but we're, you know, and I look around and see what I consider, you know, the premier tracks around the country and what they're doing and some of the things, and, you know, what maybe they'll work for us and maybe they won't, or how we can make them work for us. And, you know, business partners and sponsorship today in our business is paramount to being in business. And we look at that, and I know a lot of people, you know, they don't like NASCAR and they don't like ISC. Well, it's not a matter of liking them or disliking them, but it's a matter of seeing what they've done and looking at their models and saying, you know, how will that work for me? Or can I make it work for me? Or what part of it will work for me? So it's about looking at, you know, other opportunities and how you can tweak them and fit them into your program and make things work.
Yeah, because they're your that group right there is your direct competition. I mean, you've got to pack the stands on any given Saturday night, and then you got to compete. Then you got to compete with a Saturday night nasty car race.
Well, you know, there you go. I hear people talking that way, but if you look at our programs at New Smyrna on a Saturday night when there's a Saturday night race. And the month of May is particularly difficult because every Saturday night in the month of May, they have a race. And, you know, we plan accordingly. We don't go out and run a big sprint car show or a big super late model race. We plan accordingly. And you know, now we've got weeks that they don't run night races. We run big shows. And it only makes sense, you know, if you look at the NASCAR calendar, you know, the most watched Saturday night race is Bristol. The second most watched is the Nextel or Sprint Challenge. I'm not sure what they'll call it next year.
Yeah.
And then, you know, your Richmond race, your Darlington race. So, you know, you look at those and you know what kind of crowds to expect and what you're up against, and you kind of plan accordingly.
Yeah, because it certainly doesn't do any good to sit back and just whine about it. I mean, to say that NASCAR's taking all the fans on Saturday night doesn't get you anywhere, so you got to figure out a game plan to work around that.
Well, and that's exactly right, and you bring in some partners that will help you. You know, the night of the Nextel Challenge or Sprint All-Star Challenge and the Bristol race, the Volusia Penny Savers, a big partner of ours. And we plan activities for the family and the kids, and there's a group that, you know, it works for. So,
what exactly is the Bright House? Like the Bright House, you have the Bright House Challenge. Of course, they're one of the largest, if not the largest, I don't know if they're the largest, they're a huge cable network.
You took the word, well, that's,
yeah.
Well.
So what do you guys do with that? You have a TV show, and tell us about that whole deal.
Yeah, we have a weekly TV show called Fast Car this week on Bright House On Demand in Central Florida, Channel 300. You can watch it anytime if you have the digital box. The show is free. We give reports of what's going on at New Smyrna Speedway, Orlando Speed World, highlights from the past week, what's coming up the next week and next few weeks. Bright House is our TV show is made available to 1.7 million households weekly. That's a huge number. In Central Florida, the NASCAR market that watches NASCAR racing in Central Florida on television is 25% higher than anywhere else in the country. You know, so we know there's a large fan base there. We know that NASCAR has created a huge fan base that's never been to a race. The only time they see it is on Sunday afternoon or a Saturday night show when it's on television. One of the concepts with the television show was, we know they're going to watch racing on television. Now, how do we motivate that fan to move off the couch
and come to the racetrack
and feel and taste and touch that experience and want to come back? You know, and there's a huge audience there. The numbers on our weekly television show, according to Bright House, are just staggering. And they maintain that. The show has maintained the top on the demand channels, has been their number, anywhere between number one and three each week since it started last year. So, you know, it has a huge audience. You know, now we need to capture that audience to get them to the racetrack.
The minute you do get in the track, you got them hooked anyway.
Well, they can come take care of their auto parts through Advance Auto Parts. They can pick up some food at Winn-Dixie, and they can watch the races on Bright House and watch themselves. And I mean, it's pretty cool.
Winn-Dixie's doing the Fan of the Week, so they'll get to see themselves featured on television. So, you know, we're looking, and we do a lot of different things like that, and we do a lot of shows like we're doing this afternoon. We're out here on display a few weeks ago. There was a business expo in the Volusia Mall that the Halifax Chamber put on. We were on display there with we had Doug Elliott with his sprint car on display there, and it was the largest attended crowd for a business expo that they've had, and there were 15,000 people there that day to see it. So, you know, we're out constantly looking for those opportunities.
Yeah.
We have some others that are getting ready to happen here in the next week or two.
Terry, you just mentioned the Chamber of Commerce. How important is it, for some of the people listening, how important is it to have that rapport with the people in the surrounding areas, the county, the county commission, and just...
I don't think you can survive, without it and the things you need to do. You know, we're totally involved and immersed in here with the chamber, not only in New Smyrna, but also in the Halifax Daytona area. We're members of both. We're involved with tourism. Tourism is our, you know, it's our number one industry here in this area, and we are real involved with that and all the other attractions around, and we're involved in a lot of things that go on in the community politically. We are part of, we're one of the sponsors on legislative days, when it's Volusia Days in Tallahassee, New Smyrna Speedway is one of the sponsors of that. So we stay real active in that area, and you really have to. You have to keep up with what's going on, and you can't be like an ostrich and bury your head in the sand.
Do you, now you go up to Tallahassee during this whole deal, and somewhat you're a lobbyist for the motorsports business here in Florida.
Well, I go up there and Robert asked me one day who I represent when I go up there, and I said, well, I represent NASCAR and the Speedway, and I also represent, you know, I sit on the Southeast Volusia Advertising Authority here in the county, and I go and I represent that board and part of the chamber deal. So, you know, I guess I represent everybody because, you know, the business is here. We're partners together in all this, and we want to, you know, everybody that's in business wants to succeed, and we want them to succeed because, you know, nothing breeds success like success.
All right. That's we've heard that one before, and it's very, very true. Now, back to this weekend. What things get kicked off, what, at 10 o'clock or something like that? They start at 10 in the morning, right?
Well, they come in and start they'll start the ASA officials come in at 10. I think they're going to open their they want to do parking at 11:30. The practice starts at 1. We're going to open our front gate at 1 so people can come in and watch them practice. They practice till 2:30, then the mini stocks and Southern Sportsmen have their practice. We start qualifying at 4:30. Qualifying is over at 6. 6:30, we do on-track autographs. 7:20, I think it is. We'll do the Invocation National Anthem. 7:30, we have our first race. Our first race is the Mini Stock Challenge. Then we have that, and while they're doing their trophy presentation, the winner on that, we'll be bringing the ASA cars out. We'll do driver introduction, and then we'll have the Florida 100, and that will be followed by the Southern Sportsman 50.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have the pits open when practice happens for these guys, because especially in this case, this weekend, they don't have the Friday practice, and there is with the number of cars they have coming, these guys good. It's hectic in practice because they got to get it dialed in.
Oh yeah, they you know, this is, you know, we treat this like we do an event, just like when we do the Flying Heart. They'll come in on that one day. There's no practice the night before. They'll come in that one day. They'll have a schedule, and it'll be the same thing. And we'll run the Clyde Hart. We'll run the Advanced Auto, Auto Parts Pro Truck 75. We'll run Southern Sportsman. But they have, you know, everything is real tight, and you know, that's the way an event should be treated.
Yeah, no doubt. Now you guys at New Smyrna, I mean, you have some pretty big events. You have the Clyde Hart Memorial every 4th of July or right around the 4th, and then of course the Governor's Cup is a huge event. But the crown jewel during the year has got to be those 9 magical nights of the World Series of Stock Car Asphalt Racing.
Well, the World Series is, you know, this is the 42nd year. It's just the history and the tradition that that goes with that, and the people who've raced in there, and you know, New Smyrna is a special place. You know, it's the oldest racetrack short track in Florida, and there's just a lot of history there,
it goes all the way back to the beginnings of NASCAR, huh?
Well, it was back in the '60s, you know, and it's just huge. I mean, and you just think about that. You know, I was telling somebody that, so I remember I look at the list of drivers that the pre-registered that we got from ASA, and I see this John West Townsley on here. Well, I remember when I was a manager at Cordell, John was just starting to race Bandoleros there. And I look at some of these people coming up, you know, and I said, you know, you look at the people that have gone on, and how many of them have passed through New Smyrna at one time or another.
Anybody
that they've raced there. And you talk about the people who have raced there and their names are on the trophies. Well, look at the people who have raced there and their names are not on a trophy. They have not won a race there, yet they're, you know, they're huge in racing. And that's pretty, you know, pretty interesting, too.
Anything, I mean, you've already started working on lining up things for this year's Speed Weeks World Series racing. What is there any of that stuff you could talk about now?
Well, we are talking to some groups about coming in, and we're talking about some other things. So, you know, we're in preliminary talks with some of them, and you know, it's you and I've talked before when you're planning ahead, and we try to stay ahead of the curve and not behind it, and it's real easy to get behind, and we've done that before, and this year we're really, really working on staying ahead of it with all of our events. And, you know, so far, knock on wood, we've done pretty well. You know, we're just out there just like everybody else. You know, we've got a vision, we've got a plan on where we want to go with it, and, you know, we're trying to press forward with that.
That's cool. You know, and one of the guys that won one year, a few years ago, he won everything there was over there at the World Series, has come out of the woodworks, going to be at New Smyrna on Saturday, Jason Boyd, and I'm looking forward to that, boy. That'll be good.
Me too.
Well, you know, you look down that list, and you're right, but you look down that list of people who are going to be there Saturday night, and there's a lot of names on that list that have a lot of time on that track. And, you know, and have won a lot of races there. You take Donnie Williams in the 111th, you know, Dalton Zier, and you go right on it. Earl Beckner, you see his name up here, he'll be in the 36. Earl is running late models there, sportsman late models, and he's, you know, he knows his way around that racetrack. And we know Jeff Choquette knows his way around that race.
Got that right.
So, you know, I think that the folks and the fans are going to be treated to just an excellent night out. They'll have a great time, and, you know, I've been watching the weather on Bright House Central Florida 13, and they're predicting and projecting just a beautiful forecast for Saturday, and it'll be a great night to come to the races.
Yep.
How many laps is that race, Terry?
Let me tell you something else that just happened.
Okay, go for it.
The PRE Sprint Midget Classics will be returning to Orlando Speed World this year also on December 6th and 7th.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Excited about that.
That's all part of all the happenings that go on with the biggest trade show in the motorsports world. That's
you know, and everybody that goes to that trade show, you know, we invite them. We have a booth set up there, and we invite them to stop by and see us. We're this will be our, third year with the booth, and, you know, it's we enjoy having people stop by and visit with us.
That'll be a two-day show. I might be able to make one of them days.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's a great deal.
It's huge.
Hey, I saw you had Mr. and Mrs. Barfield on tonight. Have they been on yet?
Yes.
Yeah, they were on right at the beginning. They were on first, and that was a treat.
I'll tell you what, that's the nicest couple. Just when the sprint cars come to New Smyrna, Orlando, I go and look them up. They're just a neat couple, and I enjoy visiting with them, and I have a great visit with them every time I see them.
Well, yeah. The show's archived, so you can catch it tomorrow and hear them.
Yeah, it was.
They're so cute.
All them pins in that hat.
I'm telling you. It was pretty cool. Well, thanks a lot, Terry, for spending some time with us here tonight. I know you're out there promoting for Saturday and all the rest of it, man. And thanks a lot for spending some time on Inside Florida
we'll
Racing.
See you Saturday. And don't forget, Saturday night, New Smyrna Speedway, the Florida 100. Race is getting away at 7:30.
There you go.
Thank you for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it. And you have a good show.
We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man. He is definitely a manager promoter extraordinaire right there. He can talk.
Not only that,
he is.
He is the consummate professional.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell that from minute one. Going to get back to things here in just a second. Got to take a break, pay the bills. This is Inside Florida Racing.
Press the button. The big, shiny red button.
Carnac.com, your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
I'm Racing Movie Man at USA Speedway, and you're listening to Real Racing USA.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction race team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Repair.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That guy right there is a champion. He's been a champion all his life, but he's been in a race car. That right there is an exercise on how you race people. The 19 car, I don't know what to say on that deal. I'm up to the door, going in a corner. You know, we're counting cautions. It's a 100-lap race. You know, up to the door. I don't know how far you got to be, but, you know, that's just racing accident. Then the bullet just purposely go underneath the caution light. That's absolutely ridiculous. And
welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. I'm going to have to work on that there for you. We're going to make that fade nice and pretty. I am racing Jason Beckner, and over here passing notes back and forth to each other. You guys want to read that note in front of the class?
Well, well, here's the thing. We were trying to get a hold of the wild child.
Yep.
But Doug didn't answer his phone right now. So instead, we're going to talk to the guy that just won another TBRA race. And look at that.
Friday night. The man himself, yeah, at Ocala, Brian Gingras. What's going on, Brian?
Not much, guys. How y'all doing?
Now, before we go any further, how was that doubleheader haul from Ocala to Charlotte County?
It was tiring. I didn't get to bed by about 3:30 and got up about around 9 or so and worked on the car and set it up for Charlotte County and made it over there, and I was dragging. I was tired, that's for sure.
I can believe it. You guys always come down. Plus, with the rain setting in there on Saturday, early Saturday evening, couldn't help matters any either.
No, it didn't. yeah, we were sweating that out. It didn't look too good, but did a great job getting us out there and getting the track dry and letting us race that night.
Well, you guys put on one heck of a race at Charlotte County. Woo-wee.
Yeah, TBRA usually does.
You know, I haven't got a chance to see y'all race like at any other tracks. It's been pretty much DeSoto and Charlotte County. Those are probably really the only two tracks I've been to. But it just seems like you guys at Charlotte County Speedway, you guys are just it's really tight for you guys.
Yeah, it is real tight. That's a tough track, real tough track to get around, to get a handle on the setup there. I've been religiously tight there all the time and having problems getting the car turned. Seems to have a lot of grip in the track, and we just pretty much found out how to get that car to turn there for the feature, and I'm having a mishap and got put in the wall.
How long you been with TBARA, Brian?
This is my first year.
Oh, wow.
What'd you race before TBARA?
I ran open wheel lights, which are, you know, motorcycle-powered cars, and they were called dwarf cars, and then they had mod lights, and they just run up motorcycle motors, and, they're real fast cars. They're competitive with the late model lap times.
Man, how do you go from dwarf cars to wing V8 sprint cars?
Yeah, there's a big difference there.
And winning against guys that have been doing this forever. Oh, my gosh.
Being competitive against guys that have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, that's...
Geez, Brian, you're a hot shoe.
Yeah, I started up a race my whole life since... got 85 in motocross and supercross, so I did that for 10 years, then I got into the cars. And I drove a late model here and there and a modified, but mostly it was the dwarf car stuff and the open wheel lights, and wasn't real successful at that. And then got out of that. The biggest thing with sprint cars is the power difference. But that didn't take long to get over that, and I just got some really good people behind me, setup wise, and car owner that gave me a shot. Yeah, I was iffy on that. I don't know if he's going to give me a shot in the car or not. You know, I'm not having the experience getting on a dwarf car and getting a sprint car. And he manned up and put me in there, and he was happy with me, so.
Who are your sponsors, Brian?
Ram Engineering. He's the guy, Dick Myers. He's out of Michigan. And he does all the setup on the car. You know, be the phone. CSI, Constructive Solutions, at the owner, Craig Cooper's business. And got River One Plastic Surgery.
Never know when you're going to need a plastic surgeon. Especially in this business.
Right. Yeah, hopefully I'm not going to need that kind of service.
I could use a couple lifts here and there.
Jason's sense of humor just like came
He's
from...
He's sick.
It came from one of them planets. Tonight.
No, it was... Not, hey, I've gotten out of a race car and gone to into the pits after a race before, and the guy comes up to you, and you know, the next day you're wishing you had a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I understand that two of your guys are lucky to be alive today.
Yeah, I was...
The Gimlers.
Yeah, they had a rough ride on the way home. So Mark, they got on that head-on collision on the way home, and... the junk driver, you know, hit him head on.
With no coverage.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And I, matter of fact, my car owner, a couple days ago came by and picked up my trailer, because I have the car owner's trailer and all his stuff, and he picked up my trailer. It was sitting there, so I loaned him my trailer to use until they get something else.
They were headed back over. They live on the East Coast, right?
Yeah.
They were headed home after the races?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my. How are they?
Nobody got hurt.
Thank God.
Oh my
God. On the Gimler side of it, I guess there was, my understanding, of fatalities on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But, tough stuff. Man.
What wasn't you know, the driver of that car an illegal that had nothing legal?
Yeah, there's four of them, I guess, and they were drunk, and they're all illegal aliens.
And one of those was one that died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a shame, but better them than the Gimlers.
I tell you what, that's something else that's kind of dangerous about our sport is, you know, we go up and we race on Saturday nights and we race late and we drive home late and then we have to be on the road with all the drunk drivers.
Well, I'm telling you, coming back on 75 or coming back on 75 or I-4, I see it every weekend.
Man.
Every weekend I get behind somebody and follow them for 10 miles and they're all over the road. It happens almost every weekend.
Well, all you got to do is sit at the racetrack and you can watch people. They go by with four or five cans of beer every 10 minutes. You know
I
they're
tell
driving
them,
every
home. Saturday night, give their keys to somebody else.
Hey, Brian, I got a question for you, though. You know, this being your rookie year in this deal.
Yep.
Have you got it down now where you can make the adjustments going while you're flying down the straightaway? You can actually make the in-car adjustments.
Yeah, it took me. It took me probably about 3 or 4 races to get that down. I first got in the car, you know, that guy helped me was saying, you know, you need to move the wing back and forward, and you know, that's the last thing I had on my mind.
This car don't feel right. Turn that knob.
Yeah. Now with and then you know, I got the hang of doing it to adjust the car, and that's a big help. You'd be able to change the car while you're out there, and they give us, you know, those 4 or 5 laps before the race, and that pretty much you can dial your car right in, you know, give you a few laps till when you go green you're ready to go, and it makes a big difference. But yeah, now I went through that whole race, I mean, you know, probably I'm moving that wing about 10 times during the feature.
Wow.
One way or the other.
And you guys knock off some laps pretty quick, so you're hauling the mail and doing business there in the cockpit too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the side of them, and that was a big thing with me. With the, you know, I've been watching up the wing sprint cars. You know, they've always tripped my trigger, and I always loved them. I didn't realize, and I was talking actually to Gary Gimler when we got done with the feature at Lake City, and I never realized how much the aero and how much the air, you know, made a difference. So when you're following somebody, you know, running 160 mile an hour, you know, you go in the corner, you have no, you know, downforce. You know, when in normal cars, they're not relying on all that downforce like a sprint car does with a wing.
Right.
So when you get behind somebody, you lose all your downforce. So you go in that corner and you have no downforce, and you're just chasing that thing up the track. And I mentioned to Gary, I said, I never realized, you know, that was that different than a regular car to drive.
I mean, now you got my interest because I got so many questions about setup and draft and everything else. I mean, with the sprint cars, I mean, you know, when you're on a big track like that and you're carrying that much speed and someone is in front of you, I mean, the draft does play that much of an effect on that big wing on the car?
Oh, it's huge, yeah. It's not really the draft thing with the sprint cars, you know, sprint cars, obviously, you know, with the wing, is creating, you know, about 1,800 pounds downforce, 1,800 pounds pushing on the car, creating traction. And when you're following somebody, their wing is sucking up all that downforce and blowing it over the top of yours, so your wing isn't getting any downforce. So when you get in a corner, if you come into the corners, you have no downforce, and the car won't stick, so you got the car sideways, and you're wiggling on that wheel trying to keep the car straight. So if you can't really follow somebody with a wing sprint car, you need to be outside of them or inside of them to get clean air, to get air down on your wing. If you follow them, you have no air. So where they're not running, you got to run. Where you're running, you know, they can't run. So it's wherever the other person is running, regardless of where your car is handling, you got to be somewhere different.
That's when you're wishing that right rear tire was a little bit bigger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do you think about the challenges up there at Ocala Speedway? That's something place, huh?
Yeah, that's the first time I went to Ocala, not with the wing car.
And you won.
Yeah, that one. I was talking back, though. I've run there quite a few times, and it's a driver's track. I didn't like it the first time I went there, but I kind of got a handle on the place and actually enjoy going there, and I was glad to actually get a win there because it's such a tough track to drive.
They always say that after they win. I love this track.
Well, it is. Have you ever been up to Ocala? It's like a D shape when you're coming into four. It's
I was looking at the satellite picture of it, and that does look like a tough track.
It's a challenge.
It is. You're carrying so much speed, you know, down that back straightaway because it's turning the whole time. You go down the straightaway, and then you come into this sharp turn, so you got to slow all that speed down. You're flying, and you got to stop it. You pretty much come to stop in that corner because it's such a sharp turn in three and four.
I'm loving that accent. Where are you from?
I'm a Yankee. I'm from Massachusetts.
No, you're not. What part?
Quincy, Mass. is where I was born and raised.
Quincy?
Fall River.
Somerville, Newton, Billerica.
Yeah, matter of fact, I had a mechanic when I raced motocross and lived in Billerica.
Carol, are you looking for a date?
He is drop-dead gorgeous, but I'm not a pedophile.
That's so funny. Brian, I know that this is your rookie year with the TVARA.
Right.
I mean, has it been a? I mean, you've got a win under your belt, and
two wins under your belt,
and have you over exceeded your expectations of coming into driving the wing sprint cars?
Yes, yeah, I have. I made a deal with Craig that we were going to run the whole season, and our goal for the season was to wrap up the rookie of the year, and. He said, you know, if we get a win, I'm not pressuring you to get a win. If we get a win, that'll be a bonus. And I really wanted to get a win, you know, a win out of it just to, to get him satisfied. And that happened in my fourth race out, so I was happy with that. And then I've got to drive to win. I don't like to lose. I mean, I like to win. And, I work on my car. You know, I'm up to about midnight every night on it, and I'm out here at the shop right now, and I've got an excellent setup guy that's really intelligent, you know, with these sprint cars. And I just happen to have the right people behind me. And all the people I have, it's a good package, all the people I got behind me. And it's just, you can't help but be successful in it. And I think, I really think we'll have a few more wins for the end of the year. We're just getting better and better every weekend, figuring the car out and know what to do in setup-wise between feature and heat race. Heat race and feature.
I was kind of busy today, but I kind of got a glimpse of somebody asking whether they preferred to see you guys with the wings or without the wings. As a driver, what would you prefer?
I prefer wing cars. Yeah, I like the speed. I definitely, I like to go fast, so I prefer the wings. But on the other hand, I really would like to get some non-wing experience. I think I could do a good job with a non-wing car, and I'm really itching to get into USAC next year, so I really like to get all the non-wing experience I can.
Well, Brian, it's been a joy and a pleasure. I'm so glad you came on to the show.
Real quick, Carol, before we go, I wanted to ask Brian, because I was trying to look it up. You already got your win at Ocala. Where was your other win at this year?
Bronson.
Oh, that's a tough little track there.
You're not kidding.
Yeah, cool. Good deal. Well, congratulations to you. And once again, you're welcome on the show anytime, and good luck to you. Can't wait to see you again at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park. And, man, keep digging, brother.
Your buddy Shane Butler's going to be on here tonight, too.
Who was going to be?
Shane Butler.
Oh, really?
We picked the winners this week, but we're going to have some more UTBARA guys on in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, Shane did a hell of a job this weekend.
Yes, he did.
I got to watch the whole race, and he did a real good job.
He was pumped, too, after that race, I'm telling you.
Was he?
He was. I went down to interview him, man, and he was about ready to jump out of that car on me. It was great. He was up on top of the wing and everything
cool.
else. So, but, Brian, congratulations. Good win at Ocala this weekend. You guys pulling the doubleheader. I appreciate you guys going the extra mile, literally, and coming down, putting on the show. And good luck to you this season.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
Thank you, Brian. Good,
Have
night.
A good night.
You too, sir.
Okay, bye.
Man, I tell you what, it's funny. We're talking about Shane coming on. When he got out of that car Saturday night, when he got, I mean, you could see it because he came back around the opposite direction, pulled the car straight up, pointing up the track, and you could see his eyes and how excited he was through that helmet. It was something else.
Yep.
What are you doing over there, Jack? Making phone calls? You know, don't bother me. I'm on the phone. Coming up this weekend, all kinds of racing all over the state of Florida. You don't want to miss the Florida 100 at the New Smyrna Speedway, Saturday, June 23rd. The ASA Late Model Series is going to be there. And my computer is frozen. But if the other thing you want to do is if you can't make it to the track up at New Smyrna for some reason, log on to the internet. Real Racing USA is going to have it live, flag-to-flag coverage and all kinds of updates, so you can listen to the race on there.
Speaking of flags.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
there
no.
is one. There is one.
Poised.
And only one.
And ready.
Oh, my God. Is
and
he...
he's ready. Yes, he is ready.
Leaning over.
Does he have flames on his underwear?
I think so.
Does he have flames on his shoes? And his pants and his hats.
Next thing you know, we're going to get him those contact lenses with the designs in them, and they're going to have flames in them.
Wow, child. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. How you all doing?
Hey, Doug. What's up? Going to get
Not
you.
Much. Take it easy after a day of work.
The craziest man in the flagging business with the TBARA.
Best.
Part of the TBARA show always, man.
I guess he's the ringleader or the...
No, I'm the sideshow.
The sideshow. Oh, man. How, you know, every time you come to the track, I watch you lean over that thing and everybody, it's like, you need to go ask the guy himself. How do you... I know you've been at it for a long time, man, but how do you just lean over there and just, because you know those cars are just feet away from you.
I don't even think about it. I just do what I got to do.
Hey, how long you been doing it, Doug, with the TBARA?
This is my seventh year.
Now, what were you doing before you started hooking up with them?
I was the head flagger for about 5 years at Ocala Speedway.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, and then if you ask their old announcer, Tom Cooper, he found me barefooted and crazy at Putnam County Speedway when it was known as River City Speedway, flagging for them.
Wow.
And he takes credit. He says he's the one that got me shoes and put me up in the flag stand of an asphalt track.
You were not barefoot, were you?
No.
No, okay.
that was one of them famous announcers elaborating on a little story.
Well, that's how you get a name for yourself. That's how it works out, you know. But you've definitely made a name for yourself with the TBARA. I mean, every time I mention the TBARA to somebody that's been in another track or something, you know, and seen you all race, it's like, who's the guy with the flames on his pants? The flag man, the wild child.
Yeah. It's kind of like what's really funny is that no one knows what my real name is.
I do.
Well, yeah, you do, Carol. But most fans...
Just call you Wild
Child.
Even
some members of the TBRA do not know what my full name is. Everybody thinks I'm Wild Child, which is fine with me.
Well, keeping incognito is kind of good sometimes.
I've seen a lot of series come to the racetracks, and I've seen a lot of flagmen. But let me tell you something. I've never seen anybody line up cars the way you do. It's like you've got such a rapport with the drivers. They're four wide in 2 seconds. You got it perfect. How long did it take you to work that out with the drivers? It had to take something.
They kind of know what the hand signals are, and
before the beginning of the race or when we're getting lined up and everything, they'll pay attention to the flag stand as they come around for that. But once they're under green, they don't look at me very often.
Got that right.
You're just a there's no time to look.
Blur.
yeah, they're doing their job. Although it's very odd that most leaders do know when I give a slower car a move over flag and whether or not they pay attention to it.
Well, yeah, I know I was always looking for those flags when I raced.
Are you still, I understand that you were teaching flagging for a while there. Are you still doing that?
No, not right now. I haven't had the time to do it. I'm trying to figure out how to come about, and I do know that they used to have an actual driving racing school, but I've never seen a flagging school. And if you stop and think about it, there aren't too many people, men or women, that are coming into the flagging business that aren't, well, at least in their 40s, 50s. I'm in my mid-50s, and some that are older now.
You're in your what?
Excuse me?
Did you say you're in your mid-50s?
Here she goes again. Here she goes again with the age thing. Oh, man.
Wow, look at the man. He doesn't look like he's in his mid-50s.
See, we couldn't get away with this.
No, not at all.
Because you don't know how to compliment people. I know how to kiss butt.
You know, speaking of flagging, I was up at Auburndale the Speedway a few weeks ago for their grand opening with the new ownership, and Laverne Patrick was up in that flag stand. He's their new flagger up there, you know, and that was a... That was a treat. He's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a,
hey, while you're on the station, I'm hoping somebody that we both love is listening in. Say hi to Terry Roberts and her husband.
Yes. Hi, Terry. I hope you're listening. I've missed you the last two times we were.
Oh, you mean Terry Jacobs?
Yeah, yes, I Terry said Jacobs. Terry Roberts. I meant Terry Jacobs and Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, we have usually when I go to Charlotte County, I look for Terry and her husband. They're always up near the announcer stand, and I'll wave, and they'll wave back, and they're very good people.
Hey, Doug, back to this thing about the school, you know. Is it Brad Hockaday? I might have this wrong, but there was a young kid I remember seeing at Lakeland. He would sit, am I on the right track here?
Yep,
that was Brad. Brad was probably one of the youngest people that I've seen that was doing had flagging at a lot of the tracks. I know he was at New Smyrna, he was at Orlando Speed World, then I believe he went with USAC, and I think he was with the ASA for a while. I'm not sure what he's doing now, but he was kind of what I was looking for, young people that wanted to do it. And
he sat up there in the stands and you, for all the world, he was the flagman, you know?
Yes, he was. Talking to him, even he started that when he was a real young child. I've seen him at a couple places that they're like 6, 7, up to 8 years old, and they have their own set of flags, and they do everything that the head flagger does. And they start out at an early age, but other than Brad, I haven't heard of too many of them that carry on to their mid-20s, 30s.
Yeah,
that's like the young kid for years, you know, watching NASCAR. Whenever they go to Dover, they had that kid that would always show up at Dover every year, and he was right there next to the flag stand doing everything that the flagman did, had the headset on, the radios, the whole nine yards, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, there was a young man at when we used to run at Auburndale that was there that did it, and he was probably 9, and he was every once in a while I catch a glimpse of him, and he knew what flag I was going to grab a second after I grabbed it. But I never did get to find out what his name was or if he can pursue it anymore. But
What's the biggest challenge to a flagman when you're up there?
Biggest challenge is trying to keep track of both ends of the racetrack.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might have an incident happening in 1 and 2 that doesn't develop into anything, but yet you've got something going on in 3 and 4, and that develops into a big crash.
So you have is it real important to have a good relationship with, say, the race director or the other on-track flagman? I mean, I'm not sure you guys might do it a little differently than some of the other, like the regular tracks would do.
This year we started something new. We have the driver's radio where our race director and Don can talk directly to them. They can't respond, but they can hear us.
You kind of broke up there, Dale.
Yellow or something, or if I throw a yellow. So we're kind of in direct communication with the drivers now that we've gone to these radios.
Oh, you were saying you kind of broke up there for a second. You were talking about the transponder, or you have radios in the cars, but they can't talk, right? I mean,
they can hear. The only kind of problem we have is sometimes they don't quite understand what's being said. They understand when someone's hollering yellow, yellow, yellow in their ear, but sometimes when we have a rule that if you've been lapped three laps by the leader, that you go to the infield.
That's a good thing.
Sometimes they don't hear that when there's a bunch of cars around them. They'll just hear a lot of noise and aren't quite sure what they're hearing.
Now, that communication you guys have with the drivers, is that, you know, let's say car number 16, you want him to go to the infield. Does everybody else hear that or just that driver?
No, everybody does.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. We can't just select each individual car or driver. When you tell someone that, say, it's 75, go to the infield, everybody hears it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. At least that way everybody's on the same sheet of music. Everybody hears the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That way you can ask after, well, I didn't hear him say that, and the 28 other guy goes, oh, yeah, he said it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to say, oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't see that.
Which one of the drivers has been with TBARA the longest?
Oh.
Do you know?
That'd be hard to say. For the 7 years I've been with them, Keith Butler, Shane Butler, Dude, Gary Gimler, Mark Gimler, Wendy's been there as long as I have.
Oh.
Might be easier telling who's new.
Yeah, like DJ Hosel and Brian Gingras. They're two of the top guns there in the rookie deal, huh?
Yep. DJ's doing pretty good. He's trying a lot of things with the car, but when he's fast, he's fast. He's just not finishing right now, but that'll...
Yeah, he's had some tough ones. He had a horrible wreck up there early on at New Smyrna right in the beginning of the year, but yeah, he'll come around. He'll come around.
He seems to be picking it up pretty good. He's not an erratic driver. He seems to be very, very smooth. He's got the power. He's got a car that'll run up front. It's just he's been having bad luck lately.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carol.
I'm wondering, where's Wayne and Wayne Rudiman?
From what I understand, and I know you know what Wayne Jr.'s name is, Pookie.
Yes.
I believe they're Pookie's running USAC.
Oh.
He's doing the champ cars. He's doing the sprints. He's running both asphalt and dirt. I'm not sure about the midgets, but I do know that they're more or less pursuing Pookie's career right now, and I guess Dad's just kind of having fun. And I do know that if Junior isn't running anywhere in the USAC, and him and his dad will go run with a couple other series besides us. The last time, I believe, was when they were at the Dick Freely Memorial at Columbia, or at Charlotte.
Yep.
Was when they were with us.
Yep. And earlier we talked about, you know, where you got your start and everything. How did it come about that you ended up, you started flagging?
Not that bad a story. I was the pace car driver at St. Augustine Speedway when it was dirt, when it first opened up, and the man that packed the track also packed the track at Putnam County, and the freeman wasn't going to be there one night, and he asked me if I'd stand in for him. I said, sure, why not? And that's how it started.
Pace car driver to flagman.
Yeah, you know,
it's a natural progression.
there's a guy from up in that neck. You're still sort of live up that way, don't you?
Yes, I still live in St. Augustine.
Yeah, there's a driver from up that way. I don't know if you know him. Do you know Jason Lowe?
Yes, I do. He, as a matter of fact,
he's a guy I'd love to see get in a TBARA sprint.
Yes, at one time he was going to.
Yeah.
He was going to run a dirt, and I guess he was going to run with us, but nothing panned out.
Yeah.
But yeah, he likes his dirt modified.
Well, listen, It has been an absolute joy having you on the show, and I look forward to the next time I see you.
Tell all your friends and neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Doug. You have a great day, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
Wild Child. Appreciate it, bud.
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, that guy right there leaning over the... What are you pointing at? What? What?
Go ahead. Don't pay no attention to my Hispanics.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. No, but, you know, it's funny. I didn't know till the other night what Wild Child's first name was. And but as many years, what are you doing?
We're learning this guy new stuff every week. This is like school for Jason.
No, it's exciting.
You know, it's really
it
fun.
It is. It's really exciting.
It's really fun seeing you learn all about this, too, because you...
Well,
yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute. I got to stick up for myself a little bit. I am not good on the ins and outs of racing, per se, the people. But I tell you what, give me some tools. Give me a car. I'll make it go around in circles.
I'm not good at that, so we compliment
each other.
Put
a microphone in front of my face. Let me announce some races. I'll get it all going. But
I think James Brown's got something
for
us.
Hey, get back.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot.
Too hot.
We hope you will reach for one of these. New Ben James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape, Prime of Passion Fruit, and my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer. And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler made in the cooler.
Now the Heim bar's everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Oh, no. It's happening. They've taken it.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stubmaster, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neons. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton. Andrews Dodd.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Inside Florida Racing. Hey, jump back, kiss myself. James Brown.
He is a sick, sick, sick man.
Well,
sick
we know man. He's not Wolfman Jack, so he must be Coyote Goof.
No, I tell you what, that's the other guy. Hey, Jack, go out there. The freezer broke down. Get yourself a popsicle.
Well, I hate to do it to you, but we're going to have to throw Shane Butler from the TBARA, fresh off a win, right into the middle of this nonsense.
Right there.
Hey, Shane, welcome to Inside Florida Racing.
Thanks for having me.
Shane Butler, Mr. Excitement Saturday night, buddy.
Amen.
Thank you.
No problem, bud. I tell you what.
See, he's all calmed down now.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, well, I don't know what I got into here. But, oh, geez. Jack calls me up and says, hey, we're going to put you on the air. Oh, you're what?
I'll tell you, it sure was a pleasure seeing TBARA back at Charlotte County.
Oh, it's always fun to come down there. I've always enjoyed coming down and racing down there.
You know, see, he's all calm now. You know, whenever I was walking down to the winner's circle with the microphone, I tell you what, man, you should have seen the look in your eyes when you got out of that car. I mean, you know, you're familiar with the winner's circle. I mean, you're the 2002 champion, and you got out of that car Saturday night like you were a rookie with his first win.
These wins with TBRA are hard to come by. I had one earlier this season, and it got taken away from me after the races were over in Tech, and by just misfortune, we overlooked something on the race car before the feature, and got ourselves in trouble. So it was very, very well needed win, and I was pretty pumped up about it.
Go ahead, Carol.
You got this three Butlers in TBARA, correct?
That's correct.
You're all. How are you related?
I'm the youngest son, my brother Keith, and then my father Stan.
Now they all race?
We all race together, yep.
They're all in TBARA. They were all there the other night.
Yeah, I know. I was.
And the young boy showed them all up.
He did, man. I mean, he got out of the car. I had to stop walking towards his car, man. He was throwing stuff and ripping, you know, pulling belts off and wires out of him. And then he climbed out the back and tried to jump up on the wing there a little bit. I mean, you were pumped, brother.
Yeah, it's awful exciting. Any time you can win, I don't care if I win every week. I'm still going to be excited. But like I said, these wins are hard to come by, and when you can get them, you got to take the opportunity to show some emotion.
The competition in TBARA has got to be fierce.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's gotten to the point where if you stop for a second, you got somebody right on you, and it's probably one of the toughest group of guys around at this point.
How long have you been racing with the TBARA?
This is actually my 10th year.
10.
I started in 98.
Now, you know, it seems like, you know, you guys as a whole, you know, and girl, you guys are pretty close. I mean, you all got a good idea of, you know, what each driver does.
Do. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, is there a trust factor there? Is there somewhat of a trust factor there?
I think there is. I mean, you know, we all try to stick together. And, you know, when one person is down and they need some help, most of everybody's usually right there to pick them right back up. You know, we'll get into, you know, little deals on the racetrack. You know, it's racing, and then at the heat of the moment, you know, you say some things or do some things that you might not ordinarily do, but at that time, you know, that's just what you're feeling. But you know, by the next night or the next week, we're all back on speaking terms most of the time, and it's a pretty close deal.
Yeah, I just kind of noticed that, you know, the TBARA just seems like such a close-knit group.
They're disciplined. They're never out of character. It's always a good race.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes the organization run so good and so smooth is everybody works together and tries to help one another out.
I'm looking at him waiting to see who's going to open their mouth first. I asked Brian before, so a lot of people, I think it was John that gave them a choice. Do you want to race wings or non-wings? Which choice would you prefer?
If I had to choose one or the other, I'd probably run without the wing. The wings are so much, the cars are so fast with the wings on them, and you take the wings off of them, and it kind of puts the driver back in the seat. You know, with the wings on them, you're kind of relying on motor, and who's got the biggest testicles. You know, it it's one of those kind of deals with the wing. You take the wings off, and it's all about the driver and how the car's set up and all about the right foot.
Oh, no.
I kind of, as a fan, I love the wings. I just think it looks so awesome.
As far as fans, asphalt wings sprint cars are one of the best. You know, I'm a fan. I'm a racer, but I'm also a big fan. And, you know, I'll watch a wing race, a non-wing race, and enjoy it all, you know. So, but, yeah, I love it all, though.
How long have you been with the group?
Well, I've been with the group, you know, as far as, you know, helping out, and, you know, because my dad's been around the TBRA for shoot 30-some-odd years.
Forever.
But, you know, I've been around it, you know, for most of my life. But as far as driving, I started driving the end of 97 and started my full season in 98.
Wow.
You know, this weekend you guys are going up to the Super Bowl, I like to call it, DeSoto Super Speedway. How do you... That's got to be such... I mean, you guys are... You pulled your doubleheader last weekend, which had to be a toll on you guys.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you when you run back-to-back, especially, you know, as spread out as they were last week. But it just shows who's up for the game and who worked hard.
Yeah, everybody seemed like they were up for the game last Saturday night. But here's the other side of the physicalness part of it. You guys are going to DeSoto this weekend, high bank track, and really, really, really fast. I mean, the G forces when you guys go up to DeSoto have got to be incredible.
Yeah, they are pretty far up there getting around DeSoto. It's a fast joint. You don't have too much time to think about what's happening. You just hammer down and hope for best.
You know, you were talking about you'd been racing with TBARA for about 10 years. Did you ever race anything else? Did you get into late models or TQs or anything like that? What were you racing before?
Before I started in the sprint car, I ran go karts at the old Defner Speedway off of I-4 and over in Lakeland. We run the go kart there and started out there, and you know, Keith went the TQ route after he got out of go karts, and then Dad decided that was too much money for what we were doing, and you know, so we just went ahead and we decided we were going to spend a bunch of money. We just jumped right into a sprint car, and that's what we did. We just before I turned 16, because our rules, you have to be 16 to run, so we went down to DeSoto probably every week before I turned 16. and got a bunch of laps down there before I ever actually got in a sprint car to actually race.
You know, I've heard you know, we know, like, bombers and stuff like that are you know, cost effective if you like racing, you know. But the sprint cars, I mean, I've heard a few people say it's for what they are and everything. Once you get into it, it's not that expensive to run once you've got the initial car.
No, once you get the initial car and motor, the sprint cars are pretty, not too awful bad to keep up, to maintain, you know. That's for say if you can go without, you know, tearing up motors and bending stuff up. But, I mean, for the most part, they're not that expensive to keep running.
Who's your sponsors?
Sponsors? I need some.
Speak loud and clear so the world can hear you.
So we've got a good friend of ours, Dick Hickernell, that helps us out on the motors. He builds all of our motors and stuff, and he's out of Ohio, and he's basically the only help we got as far as money, and it's all coming out of our own wallet, and we could definitely use some sponsors right now.
Listen up, folks. We got a winner here.
Yeah, because you definitely had a rocket ship strapped to your butt Saturday night, man.
I tell you what, that car was. I was very pleased. I worked all winter on that car. I had another ride at the beginning of the season, but I wanted to put this car together to try, and I was going to let a buddy of mine drive it. Well, I let Hank Lauer from Indiana drive it for Speed Weeks, and I had motor problems, and it broke. So in the meantime, I was still in the D-Care ride, and come May, I parted ways with D-Care, and the motor was back together for this car, and that was only the third race that I was in it. So I was very pleased of how the car worked.
You know, you've already got one TBARA championship underneath your belt. Looking for another one, or you know, because you notice that a lot of the guys that come over to the TBRA stay there. They stay in the TBRA. I mean, it seems like such a fun group to race with. Do you plan on going anywhere else? Do you have anything else that you want to do racing-wise?
Actually, yeah, I do. I have a lot I want to do. You know, I'm definitely going to finish out the TBRA season this year. We're not in much of a hunt for a championship this year. We've kind of got behind the first half of the year. But next year we're looking at trying to make plans to probably move north up to the Indianapolis area and probably try to do some USAC racing next year.
Ooh, cool.
Wow. We'll have to keep our eyes open for that.
No doubt, man. I'd love to go USAC.
But in the meantime, if there's any late model car owners, open wheel modified car owners, I definitely want to try my hand at a stock car.
Hey, I know where there's a Hooters Cup car sitting gathering dust.
I would love the opportunity to drive a Fender car. I'd like to, you know, if I could, broaden my horizons and you know, and see what else I can, if I could drive a stock car.
Are you married, Shane?
Oh, no.
No, I'm not married. I'm still kind of young, but I do have a wonderful girlfriend, Katrina, that's behind me 100%, and I want to thank her for all of her help.
That's very nice. That my question was going to be it's got to be hard for the wives, because I know whenever a race starts, I don't care what class it is, my knuckles are like, I can't even feel them for the first three or four laps, because that's usually when everything happens.
I don't know how the wives do it, or mothers for that. I mean,
no.
My mother, she's got a lot of nerves to watch my dad and my brother and myself. I got to give them credit.
Nerves of steel, because it's so intense. And it seems like most races, everybody tries to win it in the first five or six laps.
Yeah.
So if something's going to happen.
I mean, has there ever been a point in time in your family when your mom's come up to the three of you and been like, okay, that's it, no more, I'm done, you're done?
Well, she's never really told us that we were done. She has said before that I'm not coming no more. I'm done. I'm not coming next week. But you know, when it comes down to it, she's right there supporting us the whole time.
She's
most of the
too.
Wives. It's amazing how this pulls families together. I see fathers with their sons every single week. Wives in the stands having coronaries. It's I'm not cut out for that.
I don't know who it was, but when we were racing, I know it was somebody's mom, but she used to sit down in the middle of the front straightaway between the flag stand and turn four, and she'd just come out there, sit down in the grandstand, and read a book all night long, never looked up at the track once.
That's funny.
That sounds like David Steele's mother.
yeah.
And speaking of David Steele.
She won't watch too much of the racing. She'll just kind of just stand back.
Where has David Steele been?
He's been up north doing the USAC deal. From what I understand, I think they're supposed to be back here shortly. He's been pretty busy with, I guess, the USAC schedule, but from what I understand, he's probably supposed to run some more towards the end of the year.
Man, we need to get a USAC schedule in Florida. We need a race date in Florida somewhere. What was that, Jack?
They have the non-sanctioned deal at Orlando in December.
Nah, let's get a sanctioned deal. Well, what are you track owner promoters out there?
At Charlotte County Motorsports Park.
There we
go. Hey, hey,
hey. There you go.
Listen, Shane, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show, and we hope to have you on again. Wish you the best in your future, and I wouldn't mind seeing you out there in a super late model.
Well, I'd try a late model. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, I hope everybody's listening.
Shane, man, once again, congratulations this past Saturday night. Any driver that gets wound up like that, man, you're welcome in my winner's circle anytime, man.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you, Shane. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I swear, he was so pumped up. He was, and that just made it even better for me, knowing how long he'd been racing the TBRA. I mean, 10 years, you know. And he got out of the car like he was a rookie on his first win. It was incredible.
Well, that's what's great about having a show like this on the internet. We are learning so much. Every time we speak to one of these drivers, we learn a little bit more. And it's fascinating.
Well, and you can learn even more.
If you wake up, you'll learn something too, Jack.
At DeSoto, not me, at DeSoto Super
Speedway.
Super Speedway. In Bradenton, Florida, 9 miles east
of I-75.
On Route 64.
Get your kicks on Route
64.
Yeah,
that's where they are this weekend, Saturday night.
TBARA.
I like to call that.
DeSoto Super Speedway.
And they are, I mean, that's with that high bank they got
out
there.
The Cereal Bowl, I love to call it.
Oh, boy.
I got to run that track long, long, long time ago. And I tell you what, and it was just a bomber-style car. And it sat me back in the seat and had my head pinned to the right-hand side. You got to love that track. Oh, no.
Are we taking
Color
a
me
break
kooky,
now?
But something very odd is going on around here.
Oh.
This is Jack Bauer. You're listening to Inside Florida Racing. Somebody give me a pizza. Are we going to go to commercial? We got to pay the bills here, Jack.
And
we're
when
pay
we
the
return,
bills.
We will be seeing Rex Bone Man.
Hollinger. That's it.
I knew that. I just didn't know if we were on.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Stub Master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no wonder everybody says nobody beats a Dayton Andrews Dodge deal. I mean nobody. They must sell 200 cars, trucks, and vans to break all sales records. In order to do that, they'll guarantee $1,000 if they can't beat any deal you bring into them on any new or used vehicle in stock. Every new Dodge drastically reduced. Every used vehicle drastically reduced. How about no money down? Take advantage of these great offers with lender's approval. $1,000 guaranteed includes rebates, and they reserve the right to buy back the vehicle from the selling dealer to give to their customer at a lower price. Ask about the $4,000 minimum trade-in allowance. Check out the Dodge Caravans, the Durangos, and the Neon. This week, Dayton Andrews Dodge is offering the lowest prices and also no money down. Call 321-0500. See that the Dayton Andrews Dodge way beats all the other ways to shop for a vehicle. 22nd Avenue and US 19 in St. Petersburg, Dayton. Andrew's Dodge.
Chuck Hogan. Yeah. Get down.
We'll be back.
You know that guy from Kentucky tried to call us again this week, that Terry Wall guy he called. He just called a few minutes ago. And, you know, we're not taking his calls anymore.
Hey.
Because that guy got us into trouble last week talking all that nasty car stuff.
Oh, about Dale Jr. going to Rick Hendricks?
Yeah. Did,
yeah.
Pissing and moaning because of women in racing.
Looking for a daddy.
I'm
Rick
tired
Andrews
of his crap.
For son.
You hear me, Terry? You know? I'm tired of your crap. Meanwhile.
Bring it on, Terry.
First DNF of the year. What? Hey, Jack, your coffee's boiling over. On the phone right now, Mr. Karnackian himself. It's the Bone Man. How you doing, Rex?
Hey, doing great.
Man, you know. With the name of the boat, okay.
What did you want him to say? What did you want him to say? He said he's doing great. What
he's
did you
great.
Want him to say? He's doing terrible?
No. Well, I feel like the 10-lap bomber feature that comes on after a big race. You know, you've had this big parade of excellent guests, and then you end up with me.
Yeah, well,
you're the closer, dude.
You're the closer.
I love the bomber feature.
We saved the best for last, honey.
Hey, and by the way, if Terry Wall calls back, get his number. He owes me money.
He's listening, trust me.
He's going to make believe he's not now.
Terry, email me. I don't care about the money. Just email me.
Well, We're trying to get everybody familiar with a lot of the people that we meet on the Karnak board. I call you Carnations. Everybody else calls you Karnakians.
A carnation is a flower.
It's a silent C. It's a soft
well,
C.
Well, Rex, she just
anyway,
called you
Rex
a flower.
Is one of the ones that's constantly on the board under the name of Bone Man. And you are also a racer. So tell us what you race.
Well, it's funny you should say that. This year has been terrible for me racing. I ran about 25 nights last year, and I've run two nights this year. And I haven't run my mini stock yet. But I have a mini stock, and I run here at Orlando and sometimes at New Smyrna. The things I have raced this year, I've got an electric car, which I raced in February. And I ran one night of the Crash-O-Rama series over at Lakeland. So it's been a very, very slow start for me this year, but I'm going to pick it up and get going. I've got an engine coming out of the shop here in a week or two and getting my car fixed. So hopefully I'll get back racing here in the during the summertime.
Well, if we can't talk racing, let's talk Karnak. How many of the people on the board have you had the pleasure of meeting?
I've had the pleasure of meeting quite a few of them, and it's been a real positive experience for me over the years.
Over the years.
Many years. When did you start going on the Karnak board?
You know, I'm not sure. It was probably around 2000 or so.
Yeah.
Now, were you one of the ones involved in this go-kart race up there around Orlando somewhere, or Ocala, that I read about on the message board there for a while?
Well, there was two of them. We had kind of an informal night at a go-kart track in Orlando, and that was in March. And I think the following week, some other people got in much faster carts, and it was sort of a leased arrive and drive program, and they did that at some road race track in Ocala. But yeah, it is true. We had a very fun night with a lot of the message board people in March in Orlando.
Oh, Frassy, have you had some of his shrimp?
I haven't been able to make it to Frassapalooza yet, but I really want to try. We only have three electric car races a year, and for the last 2 years, they've been on the same day as the Governor's Cup.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the electric cars, man. I wanted to hear about this.
Well, they're pretty cool. There's no substitute, you know, for a high-powered short tracker on the weekend. There's no question about it. That's the best. But I'm in the electric motor business anyway, and I've always been interested in electric cars and fuel-saving cars. So there's a series. It's called Electrathon, and that is a nationwide organization that sanctions electric car racing all across the country and in some other countries as well. There's a group here in Florida. Right now we're only running three races a year, but it looks like that's going to expand to four or five. And we run these little cars. They're one-hour races, run on a closed course. Two of them are on an oval. One of them's on a road course.
Isn't Al Fradit?
Alfredette.
I think he's in the electric motor thing right now.
I know who he is by name. He's not really involved in our group.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's doing something similar.
Actually,
well,
I
happened to read something about it, and I just knew the name from the track. I knew he was getting into electric motors, but I didn't know if he was racing with you guys or not. But is it pure electrical motors that you guys are racing with, or is it more like the solar-powered electrical motor stuff?
No, right now it's pure electrical motors. They're powered by two automotive-style batteries, and we run a single race on the two batteries.
Green flag racing, man, green flag racing.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is they're little light cars, and they're not as fast. Obviously, they're not nowhere near as fast as a gas-powered car, but the fact is they're so light and spindly. And when you're in there racing and you go flying in the corner next to somebody, I mean, racing's racing. And it's kind of the best of both things. I like the design aspect of it. And then when it all comes down to it, it's still a good old wheel-to-wheel short track race.
What's the top speed?
Top speed? I don't know.
Approximately.
I wouldn't want to go the top speed in these things because they're, like, the car that I'm a partner in is made out of conduit and leftovers. And we have, you know, high-performance bicycle racing wheels and brakes, but the fact is I wouldn't want to go full speed in one of those things. I will say we run on a small oval track here in Titusville. Mm-hmm. If you run 30 miles an hour average around that track, you'll probably win.
Wow. Man.
But they go fast enough. You know, we wear out a set of tires in a race, and we run two races in a day. We have an hour or two between races to turn them around.
So how many laps are you running in the electric cars?
The winner last time we ran was the car I'm a partner in won, and we were just over 100 laps in each race.
So you guys
was about a quarter of a mile, about a quarter of a mile around. It had fairly sharp corners.
So you guys go out there, and it's whoever's running last wins.
No, most everybody's getting pretty good at it, and they can gauge their use of energy from the batteries now. So most of the cars are finishing. Huh. It's just like any race. It's whoever's leading at the end of an hour. In this case, you know, we're going about 100 laps.
What does it cost to put one of these cars together to make it race?
Well, it depends how good you are. I have two excellent partners in my car, and they're both former racers from South Florida, Dana Barlow and his son Lance. And we put our car together with used controller, a free motor, and they did all the fabrication out of, you know, conduit. We probably have less than $1,000 in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Some people will spend, you know, several thousand for a motor and controller and then a few thousand more on a car. So in that respect, it's just like short tracking, because some people will get by on the cheap and others will buy everything.
And the ones that buy everything are always mad at the guys that aren't spending a lot of money and whooping their butt.
Yeah, the ones who buy everything are the ones who are complaining about the cost of racing.
Are you going to New Smyrna this weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be on vacation, and I get to go to Orlando Friday night and head up to New Smyrna Saturday night. So
that's awesome, because there's a whole bunch of us from the board going
to
be there. Jack Tripper, Frassy, me, Jack, a whole bunch of us are going to be meeting there this weekend, so hopefully we'll get to see you.
Yeah, it should be fun. You know,
Jack's shaking his head no.
If you got a second.
Sure, go ahead.
Some of you may have seen the pictures I put up lately from Florida City Speedway. It's an old track down in the Homestead area.
Yes.
That's been closed for 35 years.
Yeah, I was just looking at it.
I have a website, floridacityspeedway.homestead.com, and that came into being strictly because of a chance meeting with one of the old racers, and it occurred on the Karnak message board.
Don Heckman.
No, actually, a guy named Vaughn Rockney, who lives in Virginia now. But he got on there looking for old pictures from Florida City, and I had some, and we ended up corresponding. And I scanned them and sent them to him, and he put the original site together. Since then, I've taken it over, and it's probably got 10 times the size of what it was, and I've got enough material to add to that site to make it 3 times bigger than it is now. Actually, the site's bigger than the track ever was. It was a little tiny old place.
Who put the pictures of Don Heckman on?
Oh, that was me.
I thought so.
You know, that's very cool, and you bring up an interesting point there. A lot of times people who don't realize it, but the traffic, the people who come to the Florida Stock Car Racing message board are from all over the country. I have this little graphic map that shows me where, like, the last 100 visitors came from at any given time, and it's always fascinating. They come from all over the world, and, like, every once in a while, I mean, it's all over the country particularly. But people meet like that, like what you just described. I mean, it happens often. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've made a lot of friends. It's been a lot of fun for me. You know, because no one in my house is really that interested in racing, and nobody at work is either. So if I didn't have that board, it's either that or call a friend who's into racing. I don't get anybody to bounce racing stuff off all day long unless I go there.
To get back to Heckman, we're going to have him on the show probably next week or the week. Are we going to have a show July 4th, the holiday?
I have no idea.
Well, I thought you was the boss around here.
No,
you're the one we kneel to.
Junior, when we get home, remind me to punch your mama in the mouth.
I'm just a button pusher around here. That's all I am.
You know, I was looking at the picture of Heckman on here, man. Look at the guardrail.
I know.
Look at the guardrail.
I know. Look at Heckman.
Jeez. No, I can't get over the guardrail.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to having him on the show, because that man has been around here for a while.
What'd you say about the guardrail, Rex?
That's the improved guardrail. You should have seen it when the track was first built in the 60s.
So where do you go these days? Where do you like to go to watch racing?
Well, I live 15 miles from Orlando Speed World, and I consider myself very lucky to be that close to a Friday night track.
Yeah.
So I try to go to Orlando every week, and I don't always get away 2 nights a weekend, but if I can, I'd love to go to New Smyrna, Volusia, Auburndale. Fortunately, there's a lot of tracks around here for me.
Orlando.
And incidentally, you're going to enjoy Don Heckman. I'm He's a very nice guy, very interesting, and he's helped me a lot with the Florida City stuff. So,
oh
sure,
yeah,
he's got
I've
a lot
known
of stories
because
he's been there and done that.
Did you say Orlando runs on Friday night? Did I hear you correctly?
He's just kidding you.
Man, I gotta find a Friday night track, Jack.
That's right.
I got to find a Friday night track.
Got to. So are you?
Do you like being married?
Just do it.
No, somebody needs to have racing on a regular basis on a Friday night somewhere in the state of Florida.
Ocala Speedway and Orlando Speed World.
Okay.
Both of them do.
On Friday night.
That's right.
Okay.
And you know what?
What?
If you really want to get in your car and take a ride, you go over to Five Flags every other week. I think every other week.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to do that.
So what do you think about how things are going in the world of stock car racing, particularly here in our home state, Rex? How's it going? How would you rate it?
I'd give it a good solid 6.5.
Yeah.
You know, things are, there's always turmoil, there's always change, there's always problems, and that's how it's been since day one.
Change is good.
Yeah, because we got change and turmoil and problems, no question about it. I'm really looking forward to seeing this crate motor race on Saturday.
Oh, me too.
On one hand, you know, much of our heritage as racers is to be fiddling with motors, to be tinkering, to be improvising, to be improving. But as much as I'm going to miss a lot of that, I think our future is in crate motors just because the expense has become so prohibitive.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you exactly. And in the first two races of the Southern Division, I mean, the tinkering is done with the setups. You know what I mean? It's really where it's at because the cars, I mean, they have been so close. At Bronson, a lot of people didn't like the race because it was a follow the leader sort of deal, you know? But that's what you get at Bronson. That's what you get. And there was a little more passing at Watermelon Capital. We expect to see a whole lot of it, I would think, at New Smyrna. But the cars are very close. I mean, 30 cars within a tenth.
I hope there'll always be a class, whether it's TBARA sprints, super late models, or something, where the engines are kind of wide open and the people with the big money can play the way they want to. It's just, I think, for the rest of us, got to do something to take some of the money out. Like my class, the modified mini stocks is really suffering because it's become so expensive for most people to be competitive.
Do you think it's been because it's been so expensive to be competitive, or do you think it's the traveling series taking a lot of that away?
I think the traveling series has really ratcheted it up. The quality and workmanship and expense in the cars has increased a great deal in the past 4 or 5 years since the mini stock challenge came about. And that's a shame. I think the original intent was for people to run the cars they had and not convert them so dramatically to things that look like four-cylinder late model. I kind of wish we could go back in time because I think I like the old cars a little better.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was the first time ever I went to Charlotte County Speedway. The one thing I'll never forget it because they had at least, I think there was 30 or 32 Road Warriors, what they call Road Warriors out there, and these are just like, you know, at the time they weren't all that motored up, you know, and every turn was 3 wide.
Yeah,
and it was fun. It was really cool to watch.
That was when you were watching me race.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That was a long time ago. Yeah.
Well, I hate to remind you guys, but we're going over our time here. Rex, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Look forward to seeing you Saturday night.
Sure.
Thank
Junior,
you. See you there.
Junior, there is no way you came from my loins.
he's a sick puppy tonight. I don't know.
I had an abrupt change of topic. I think I'm going to cut out.
Yeah,
where's the real Jason Beckner?
Oh, no.
Rex, thank you so much for being on the show. And
racing here.
We'll be talking to you again soon.
Yeah, we'll see you Saturday night, man. And
look us up.
Have a good time over there.
Yeah,
thanks, Rex.
All right, man.
Night. You are crazy as a loon.
Oh,
our deepest sympathies to the Dickie Anderson family. Dickie lost his mother this week, and we wish to extend our condolences.
And
any other news?
Well, now just like to
look on that thing there on that that screen right there.
Like to send.
I know up. Hang on, just 1 second. Let's do this first, and then we'll. Well, no, go ahead, Jason. We'll go ahead.
I just wanted to let everybody from the Gimler family know that we're thinking of you guys. Glad you're all right. And, you know, just give us an update on the message board. Let us know if everybody's okay or not. Because, yeah, that was a tough deal. I mean, we enjoy watching all you drivers with the TBRA come down and race at any of the tracks. And we're always worried about, you know, you guys making it home safe. And just keep us updated and let us know what's going on.
And what's going on at...
East Bay, late models, limited late models, limited sprint, street stock, and bombers.
Charlotte County Motorsports Park, Thunder Trucks, Road Warriors, TQs, Fast Mini Cups, and a whole lot more.
Tomorrow night at Orlando Speed World, Friday night, June, that says 23rd, that should say 22nd. Advance Auto Parts Pro Trucks, they're at it, Orlando Speed World.
Columbia Motorsports Park, super late models, modified, pure stock, Hornets.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
A lot of stuff going on.
Saturday, June 30th, Hendry County Speedway, racing on the dirt, Independence Day Demo Derby, $1,000 to win. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can check them out at hendrycountyspeedway.com.
Yeah, and then Auburndale Speedway.
Auburndale? They're open?
Yeah.
They're open again.
Imagine
Daytona
that.
Antique Racers. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That sounds like a
all
blast.
The regular divisions, man, they got all kinds of good stuff. The Florida or the Fast Mini Cups. That's right, the Fast Mini Cups. That little, cause somebody's got to go up there and take that money from Daniel Miller. That is Daniel Miller, the little kid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
somebody got to go up there and put a spanking on that boy.
You know what? That kid is tough.
Yeah.
That
so,
kid
So there's
is
a lot
tough.
Of stuff happening around the state, man.
Citrus County Speedway
support
got a big one
coming up. Support
your
local racetrack.
Twin 35s, open wheel modifieds, figure eight racing, mini cup, sportsman, mini stock, V8 thunder stocks, four cylinders, all going on at Citrus County Speedway this weekend. Going to be a lot of fun there.
And you're listening to Inside Florida Racing.
Inside?
Tune in. Inside. We are covering all of Florida racing.
We're going to change the name to Learning Inside Florida Racing. Have some
fun. I'm going to do a little St. Pete
boogie baby.
Say goodnight, folks.
Good night, folks.
Carol Wicks, Jason Beckner, Jack Smith.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night. This is the big one, Elizabeth.
Why don't you go in the back and get yourself a popsicle?
When you do the St. Pete boogie, you're really going to have it all. Down the south. In some hole in the wall, I got to do the St. Pete boogie. I'm gonna jump until I fall. I've got to do the St. Pete boogie. I'm gonna jump until I fall. Bar hopping and high topping. Hey Lord, can't you hear me call? You're doing the